This summer, I learned how to ski faster than 20 miles an hour and make a series of 100-degree angles within seconds as I swooped down 8,000-foot snowy slopes. Obviously, I was nowhere near Indianapolis's flat terrain in 90-degree days. For 2 weeks in July, I was at camp in Mount Hood, Oregon, learning how to ski race. Skiing has always been a part of my life since I was a toddler. Every winter, our family skis in Michigan. Now that I'm older, I figured I wanted to take skiing to the next level and learn to race. Ever since I started skiing, I have loved to go fast. I'm not usually a daredevil, but skiing brings the adventure out of me. Skiing is one of those rare sports where I truly feel alive. As soon as I put on my giant slalom skis, I could see that this sport was nothing like the downhill skiing I'd experienced. And I soon realized that ski racing was so much more than just speed. It was also about your form. I had to think about stance, angle, and using a lot of forward pressure. Learning giant slalom was complicated. I fell a lot, and it took me a long time to get used to it. According to a website devoted to all aspects of skiing, aka the ABC of skiing, giant slalom is fast-paced and highly technical. Skiers have to get down the slope fast, turning quickly from side to side of flexible gates. You have to have a perfect angle or you fall. I finally got how to ski giant slalom when I figured out how to have a perfect angle, which took a lot of practice. I now have even more admiration for the Olympic skiers than I did before. The flaky snow combined with the rolling hills and mountains around me made camp one of the greatest times of my life. I was never ready at the end of the day to quit. Eventually, the instructors had to force me to come down. I hope now that I can translate what I learned from camp and start racing. Indiana does not have a lot of options for speed skiing, but I have found a few clubs I can join. For the first time in my life, I have found something that I love to do more than anything else. This is Jake Thornburg from Y Press.